Let's look at our scriptures. Luke chapter 14, 17 and 15, 22, 23. Let's read it together in once together. Ready? Begin.
At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready."
But the father said to his servants,
"Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate."
Celebrate, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know the story.
Yes.
Right. Would you please lift your head? You're in the house of God. All the scriptures will be here. So there's no reason to look down. Please lift your hands up face. I want to see your face. Brothers, sisters. So some of you, this is the only time that I see you. So I want to see your handsome face. Fias, lift your head. Thank you. I want to see your handsome face. Okay. Don't look down. Look up. God is in heaven. Hallelujah. We have a hope. Amen.
Amen.
We're not somber. We're not disappointed like this. But we are filled with hope and we are filled with God's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I believe God will bless us this afternoon in a special way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for that special blessings
Amen.
This afternoon?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready. Are you?
Yes.
I will talk to the person next to you. Are you ready for God's blessings this afternoon?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now you know the story about prodigal son, this Luke chapter 15, wonderful story that all Christians heard many times. Even non-Christians, Christians heard this story. And the song Clint just sang, that was a wonderful song. God ran to me, the father ran to me, and I ran to him. It's wonderful. Now we know the story. Second son told his father, "Father, give my estate, give my portion of the money that belongs to me." Now, how rude. Now, as a son, you don't want to tell your father, "Father, give me the money that belongs to me." Now, he didn't die. It's like saying, "I don't care, just give me my money." Eh? So that was very rude. And he ran away from his house. He went to a far place, and he used all his money that he got from his father. And he became very poor, and become a needy person. Now he was very hungry. He didn't know what to eat. He ended up in a house, and there was a famine in that city. And he ended up in a house where he's working in the pig's farm, okay? And he was eating the pig's food. And the famine was so great that he wasn't even able to eat the food of the pig. He was begging, "Please give me some food that you are feeding to the pig. Please give it to me. I'm so hungry." Mm-hmm. And there was not food for him. So he was so hungry. There was a moment in his life, it came to his senses. And then he thought to himself, not only he thought to himself, the Bible says, he talked. He said this. He said, "Wait a minute. My father has many, he owns a big house and he has much food there. And he has many servants there. Now I have sinned against my father. So if I return to my father, I will say to my father like this, 'Father, I have sinned against you. I don't belong to call as a son anymore. But I'll be your slave. I'll be your servant. Please accept me.'" So he talked to himself like that. So he saw, now listen carefully, he saw the need to go to run to his father. All these years, we don't know how many years, but for some time, he wasted all these years not thinking about his father. He had money. He was wasting it, and he used it for wrong ways. But there was a time, in a moment in his life, he realized he has a rich father, and he saw the need of his father. "Oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't be starving here. I should be going to my father's house.
Mm-hmm.
When he has enough food for me, when he's rich, let me go back."
Mm.
So he saw a need to go back to his father. But I'm telling you, this is my point of my message today. the prodigal son's need to go to his father. Yes, there was a need because he was hungry, he was starving, but his father's need to see his prodigal son was much greater need than a son's need.
Amen.
Do you get this?
Amen.
Because Bible says, Bible didn't quite say like this, but I can just read between the eyes, it's like this. The moment a second son left his house, father began to make a rope, perfect rope for his son. You know what? Verse 22. Look at this. Verse 22. But the father said to his servants, quick! Now, every day since his son left his house, guess what? This father, every day, he went out and he's trying to see if his son is coming back. The day his son left his house, that's the day when he went out and he's trying to see if his son is coming back. Maybe my son will change his mind and he will come back. So every day he went out to see it. And you know what? Not only he went out to see it, but when he came back home, he was making that very wonderful, beautiful rope. That when his son comes back, the father was making a beautiful rope for his son. And this rope is a rope of righteousness. When we wear this rope, we will be righteous before our Father God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, all this picture, all this story exactly portray the relationship between our Father God in heaven Amen. And us as the children of our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a perfect story. So Father was making this perfect rope. Every day he was making this rope. And guess what? The servants knew what this rope is all about. Because Bible didn't say, Father didn't say, servants, quick, my son is coming back. So I want you to go to that A room, particular A room, and second closet. If you go there, you'll find a rope. Purple rope, get that one, bring it. Father didn't say it like that. Father said, bring the rope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring the rope. So all the servants, all the house people, they knew what this rope was about. He was making this rope the day his son left. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, he is making this rope of righteousness. Okay, this best rope, he was making it since Genesis chapter 3, verse 21.
Amen.
In fact, when Adam and Eve, when they committed sin, Genesis 3:15, God already planned in his mind to send his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die on our behalf, to die for our sins. Because Genesis 3:15 says, there's a man will be born through a woman. We call it woman's offspring. So Jesus Christ is a woman's offspring. All of us, we are sinners because we are from man. But Jesus Christ is not from man. Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
He came from God. He is God.
Amen.
And he came in the Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came through the Spirit of God. So that's why he's a woman's prayer. And then verse 21, Jesus, God, Father, already had in mind the best robe to cover our shame, to cover our sin. Look at this. 3:21. Let's read it together. Begin.
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam and Eve, they committed sin and they were naked. They realized they're naked. Before, the naked was natural. It was a cool thing. It was a beautiful thing. Do you understand? But then when sin came in, they were naked and they were shameful. So they tried to cover their shame with their leaves. But the sun was scorching and then it dried up and it didn't work. It could not cover their shame. Do you understand? So God had to kill an animal, a lamb. You see, in order to make a garment of skin, God had to kill an animal, lamb. Do you understand? So there was a blood shedding. When you kill a lamb, there's a blood shedding. Do you understand? Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had to shed the blood to cover our sins. So here, God prepared a garment, a robe. Do you understand? A perfect garment of skin, perfect robe to cover our shame, to cover our sin 4,000 years ago. All about the story of the Old Testament, you see the Israelite and the high priest killing the animal, lamb, goat, or calf, killing all those animals as a sacrifice to cover on behalf of the sins of the Israelites. All those animals, thousands and hundreds of thousands of animals killed in the Old Testament, all point to the Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. All those animals' blood was a symbol, right, of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. On the day of Passover, you know that story. The Israelites, they had to kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost. When the spirit of death saw that blood, Passover. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ, when He covers us, Jesus Christ, the God our Father, when God sees you, He does not see you as a sinner. He sees you as a righteous, because through the blood of Jesus Christ, you're righteous.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the story of Ark? Noah's Ark? How did God make Noah's Ark? With all the cypress wood, and then Bible says it was covered by the pitch. P-I-T-C-H. That pitch was a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ. It was covered, all this entire ark was covered by the pitch with the blood of Jesus Christ. So that the condemnation, so the judgment, so the death, the water cannot enter into the ark. Throughout the Bible, God planned this robe, okay, this best garment, for 4,000 years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how much God loves you. This is what I want you to get. Get it today. That God planned this robe, not one day, not 2 days. 4,000 years, God planned it, this robe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 See, prodigal son did not wait for this robe. The robe waited for the prodigal son to come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Son didn't wait for father. No, father waited for son to come back. You see, son's needs for his father, because he was hungry, That's a need. That's something, right? But father's need is much greater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see this? Do you see it?
Yes.
Magdalene, do you see it? If you and your son went to some place, playground, and then there was a crowd of people, and then you lost your son, he disappeared, he will cry and say, where's my mom? He will cry, right? He was desperate to see you, right? Because he got lost. But then, how are you going to act when you get lost, when he's lost? Do you think your heart toward your son, to find your son, is greater than your son trying to find you?
Yes.
Which is greater?
Yes.
Tell me which is greater.
Mother's.
He will never understand the depth and height and width of mother's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see my point? We will never understand our Father God's love. We will never understand and comprehend His awesome and grandiose love.
Amen.
I'm trying to communicate with you this afternoon. The need that God has for us is greater.
Amen.
You see, you can say, I need God. But God says, I need you more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says to you today, I need you more. God is God of perfect. He is perfect God. He does not need anything. He is God. He is the creator of the universe. He created the whole universe with His word, mere words. Let there be light. And there was a sun and all this galaxy and stars. Hallelujah. He does not need anything. But there's one thing that God needs in this entire universe. And that is man.
Amen.
That is you. That is man. God needs man. God needs man. Hallelujah. He does not need anything, but God needs you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You have a cold heart. You have lukewarm heart. You know what? Guess what? God needs that lukewarm and a cold heart, because God has love. And God is looking for a person, a man, to pour out His love upon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, God's need, that's a greater need, to pour out His love. You need Savior? You need Savior? God needs a man, because He has completed His salvation on the cross.
Amen.
And He says, it is done. It is finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything has been prepared for you and I. All we need to do is come to the Lord and eat and satisfy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If you have children, you understand. You prepare a wonderful, wonderful meal. Huh? Wonderful dinner. You prepare best dinner, best. Okay? I don't know what your favorite food is. What your sons, your children like? They like what kind of food?
Chicken
and
pig leg.
Oh, pig leg. Okay. Ah, that guy. So, you and your wife invest hundreds of dollars to prepare all this piglet and chicken, fried chicken, barbecue chicken, and steamed chicken, whatever, all kinds of chicken. Oh, best feast, okay? Best. Some of you, I see that you're hungry. You're like, fried chicken and steamed chicken and all this chicken. Yes, you're like hungry. Okay. So you and your wife prepare all this great feast, the best meal ever. You understand? Best meal ever. But then your children does not come. Your children do not come. They do not come to partake that feast. How would you feel? I don't have to ask you. How would your wife feel? Lord Jesus, do you see God's greater need? Do you see His need? He has prepared the table, everything.
Wow.
A best meal,
Amen.
Delicious meal,
wow.
Healthy
wow.
meal, very expensive Woo. Meal.
Amen.
He prepared everything and he's talking to us. He's talking to the world. Come and enjoy, Woo. Eat and feast with me. Come and celebrate
Amen.
Because I prepared everything for you.
Hallelujah!
The people are not coming! People are not coming! So God is saying, why don't you just go out and just grab everybody? Grab anybody and just bring them to the table I have prepared for the world because I have prepared the best meal!
Ooh.
And the best meal that I've prepared
yes,
is my amen. Son, Jesus Christ!
Amen.
It's my Woo. Son, Jesus Christ!
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the best meal that God has prepared for His humanity!
Amen.
The people are not eating Jesus Christ! Hallelujah.
Awesome.
People are not eating because they do not know who He is.
Wow.
But we know. We know who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says, I am the living bread. I am the living bread that came from heaven. Hallelujah. We need to eat Jesus and be satisfied. Jesus says, if you don't eat my flesh, don't drink my blood, you have no part with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, God, the Father, He wants us to come and eat His Son.
Amen.
As a spiritual food.
Amen.
And be satisfied.
Amen.
And you know what? Your need will be satisfied.
Satisfied.
Your need is included in God's need.
Amen.
Do you understand? Many times we approach God with our own need, with our selfish need.
Mm.
God, I need this.
Yeah.
God, I need love.
Yes.
And God is saying, I need you more than I want to pour out my love upon you. And God, you see, you talk to God. God, I need forgiveness. God is saying, I need you more to give my forgiveness. God, I need your riches. God is saying, I need you more, so I want to pour out my riches. Lord, our view is so narrow that we just see God with our own need.
Yeah.
God, I need that. God, I need that. I need this. We're so narrow-minded. We're so stingy. We're so selfish. But then God is saying, don't you see that I have prepared everything for you? Don't you see? John chapter 10 verse 10 says, I have come, Jesus Christ has come, so that you may have life and abundant
yeah.
life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Overflowing life.
Yeah.
God has prepared abundant life.
Yeah.
But then people don't see that. They just give me this part, God. All I need is this part. Then God says, no. How about this much?
Amen.
Why are you asking this small tiny bit?
Yeah.
Let me give you a whole bucket.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see the need of our Father?
Amen.
This is the highest gospel. This is the high gospel. We can call it higher gospel or lower gospel. Lower gospel is man-centered need, man's need. But the higher gospel is to see God's perspective, to see the need of our Father in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, God is saying to all of us this today. If your heart is messed up, if your heart is troubled, if your heart is dirty, I need that heart because I am holy God.
Amen.
I want to pour out my holiness.
Amen.
If you're feeling weak, if you're feeling weak, God says, I need that weak heart because I have many power. I need men to pour out who I am and what I have done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day, brothers and sisters, come to Christ and eat Him, drink Him, and be satisfied.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't just come on Sunday. Come every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can come physically come to church and only in prayer, that's great. But if you cannot, because of due to the work or some other things, make sure when you get up, the first thing you do is not fill up your physical stomach. Let it be, go to a quiet place. Either that is your bathroom or bathroom, I don't know where, but just go to a quiet place. And open up your Bible and start feeding your spirit, your soul with the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God says, I have prepared everything. I'm ready to put my robe upon you. I'm ready to give my ring. That ring is a symbol of power. Because when the Son has a ring, that means He has authority of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, we have the authority of our Father in heaven.
Amen.
You and I, we have that authority in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So every time we come to the Bible, every time we come to the spiritual food, the Word of God in the morning, you know, God is ready to put the pastor robe upon you.
Amen.
And you'll be righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He will give you the ring and you have the authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, He will give you new sandals that you will begin a new day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sandals in those days is a symbol for freedom, that you have freedom in Christ. How wonderful, how beautiful our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He has prepared everything for you. Your need is included in God's need.
Amen.
May we see God's need. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 14:17 says, come. Look at this verse, Luke 14:17, come on. Come on, everybody, let's shout this. Come, for everything is now ready. You shout and you talk as if you are the Christ, okay? As if you are the Father talking to the world. You ready?
Amen.
Let's shout this together. Ready? One, two, three.
Come, for everything is now ready.
One more time.
Come, for everything is now ready.
One more time.
Come, for everything is now ready.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is shouting, come. All you need to do is come.
Amen.
But there are many hindrances of coming, you know. Satan will hinder you not to come to go to church on Sundays.
Amen.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Satan will tempt you, right? Come on, you're tired. Oh, you have that little pain. Come on, you're sick. Okay, just compromise. It's better to sit on the couch or the chair and watch TV and just... There are many temptations that Satan will tempt you, right? Physical temptation, Satan gives you temptation, the world gives you temptation, the pleasures. Anything that you like or you love more than God is a temptation. Therefore, we need to commit to God. Commit to God's need. Now, every time when I say commitment, the word commitment, many people misunderstand. Say, oh, if I commit this, I'm going to lose my own thing. No, exactly the other way. When you commit to God, you will gain, not lose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come into the world, you will lose. When you come into your physical thing, you will lose. When you come into Satan, you will lose. Because he's a liar. He's a father of lies. But when you come into yourself to our Lord Jesus Christ, you will gain.
Amen.
So we need to commit ourselves to the need of our Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I'm going to... First thing I'm going to do in my life is I'm going to go to you. And I'm going to open up the Bible and I'm going to eat it. Eat the Word of God as my
Amen.
Spiritual food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And first thing I'm going to do in my life is I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus. whoever, anyone, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, will be
saved.
Come on, you say. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord
will be saved.
Are you sure?
Amen.
Are you sure?
Amen.
Call on the name of the Lord. In the morning when you wake up, Lord Jesus. When you take a bus to go to your work or to your study, you say, Lord Jesus. You don't want to say it too loud in the bus because everybody will look at you as crazy, right? But it doesn't matter. But anyway, you call the name of the Lord continuously. Magdalene, say, Lord Jesus. You say 100 times one day, okay? Okay? Not now, not now. She's so naive. Magdalene, you say 100 times throughout your day, God will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Romans chapter 10, it says, those who call on the name of the Lord, God will bless them abundantly.
Amen.
You go to that chapter today, you read. Hallelujah. Come, for everything is now ready. Come and enjoy. It's yours. Everything is ready for you, all because of our Lord Jesus Christ, what He has done on the cross. And He resurrected, He ascended into heaven, and He came back as a life-giving Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. God needs a man. Everybody say, God needs a man.
God needs a man.
Father needs a prodigal son. Come on, everybody say,
Father needs a prodigal son.
The Savior Jesus needs a sinner.
Savior Jesus needs a sinner.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a gospel. Not only what I need, not only see my need for the Savior, but Savior needs me more. Let's commit ourselves and say, Lord, I'm going to commit myself to your need. Every day, I'm going to eat your word, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. And I have decided to feast with you every day. Feast. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Oh, stand together. Give me Jesus. Let's give me... Sing this song. Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful song that God has given to us. That through the inspiration of God, someone wrote this song, and this song is so beautiful. In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. And you're going to open up the Bible and say, give me Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Make sure your Bible is open when you say, give me Jesus. During the afternoon, when you're working and you're tired, you're physically exhausted, you're too hot, you're sweating, remember, just say, give me Jesus. Amen. Let's lift our hands and ask our Father, give me Jesus.